After the Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage, much was made of how quickly the gay rights movement had gained traction. But maybe not quickly enough for some. I thought back 25 years, just 25 years, to when the response to the AIDS epidemic was so slow, largely because it primarily affected gay men, and to how a Rotary Club, stepped up to fill a vacuum. It's a story that unfolded in the town of Los Altos, California, in the documentary The Los Altos Story.
The town of Los Altos is a suburb of San Jose. It's a community of Silicon Valley executives generally and professionals, about 27,000 people.
That's Mary Prochnow, a real estate agent in Los Altos, and in 1989, one of the first female Rotarians.
What kind of town is Los Altos? I think you asked the right person. I've lived around here for almost 50 years, and maybe that's why they call me Mr. Los Altos.
That's Walter Singer, local businessman, beloved member of Rotary, a Holocaust survivor who played Santa Claus every year in the town Christmas parade. And then there was Dushan Angus, known as Dude, a former principal, the president of the Los Altos Rotary Club, and the film's narrator.
Right now, if you have a few moments, I'd like to tell you a story. The topic is AIDS. A year ago, it was my feeling that that happened to someone else, some other place. Believe me, times have changed.
The story Dude told was of his son, Steve, who'd recently come home with AIDS. As the family rallied around this favorite son, they learned how many others were dying alone. Dude formed a task force in the Rotary Club, 10 Brave Souls. He thought a film might educate other Rotarians. My friend Greg Hoblett's father was in the club. I thought, that's interesting. No one's even talking about AIDS. And Rotary is a pretty conservative business organization. They'd just begun allowing women in after a Supreme Court ruling. Plus, my dad had been a Rotarian, so I volunteered to make a film. But on our very first day of shooting, Dude faced some sharp resistance from Steve's protective brothers, who doubted, given the hostile climate, that a film could make a difference.
Why does the Rotary, why do you believe that somehow you can put together a program, reach out, and touch people and make a difference?
Across the living room, Dude's wife, Barbara, spoke of the growing enormity of AIDS.
You feel like shaking everybody in the store and saying, don't you know what's going on? You know, this could touch your life. I mean, somebody scream with me is what I wanted to say. You know, you just feel like you've had it. This isn't a very good day. I'm sorry.
And Dude and his daughter, Toni, struggled to recount how she had tried to explain to people that Steve was more than a statistic.
Everybody there was saying, playing it down that, yeah, yeah, yeah. When I was speaking about my brother, Steve, who is the focal point of our family. Sorry.
The statement she gave, though, was...
You don't understand. No one else is like my brother.
How are you doing?
Not good, Dad.
Not good?
This is something I can't even... I'm thinking about calling a hospital.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, hon.
Minutes later, Steve, upstairs in his bedroom, began to fail. He would die the next day. Now the resistance to a film came from other Rotarians who didn't think it was their issue. Then one day, Walter Singer, remember Mr. Los Altos, stood up at lunch and stunned them all with the announcement that he'd contracted AIDS from a blood transfusion and was also dying.
So I thought I'd like to share that with you and let you know that I've been walking around with this. I'd been asked to join support groups, which we haven't done, because they're mostly young people. The thing I like to ask my fellow Rotarians here, maybe you like to be my support group. Thank you.
The The Los Altos Rotary AIDS Task Force took flight that sad day. The film was distributed around the world. The task force members became global ambassadors for AIDS education. Dude Angus was appointed to President Bill Clinton's first commission on AIDS. His wife Barbara became the model for Joanne Woodward's mother of AIDS victim Tom Hanks in Jonathan Demme's film Philadelphia.
Well, I didn't raise my kids to sit in the back of the bus. You get in there and you fight for your rights.
Gee, I love you guys.
Hi there.
How are you?
Hey, dude.
Recently, a small crowd of Rotarians, family members, friends surrounded Barbara and Dude Angus outside the Los Altos Golf and Country Club. Dude is now 81, in a wheelchair, fighting various ailments. How are you feeling about today?
I think I'm emotional.
A lot of memories.
A lot.
Inside, a sold-out crowd gathers to celebrate the 25th anniversary of his achievement and the film The Los Altos Story. Mary Procknow, the first to volunteer to help Dude, remembers the overwhelming response to the film.
I remember a young man from upstate New York calling me and telling me that he had let the film sit on his desk for 6 months. He put it in his VCR one evening and wept because his brother was home in his parents' back bedroom. They had told no one in the town. He took the film home. They all wept. He asked his parents' permission to show the film at his own Rotary Club and to tell them that his brother was home dying, and he did that. Our club members will tell you that they go anywhere in the world, and anywhere they go, if they say they're from Los Altos Rotary, the Rotarians applaud them. We now have an evolution of the project, which is working in Liberia, trying to stop the transmission from mother to child. Dude Angus is a man of amazing drive, and that drive kicked forth an amount of energy that I've rarely seen equal.
Good afternoon, Los Altos Rotary! Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance.
This was no ordinary Rotary lunch. The lengthy program included many original members of the AIDS Project Task Force.
I have a lot of memories from this thing. I remember a Rotarian who said, I haven't talked to my son in 2 years. I saw your video. He's here for Thanksgiving. And the clubs we inspired. My dad was a Rotarian in Oberlin, Ohio, and their club saw the video, and the daughter of their president organized a camp for children with AIDS in Ohio that went on for years and years.
We also heard from Greg Betts. 25 years ago, when Greg told members of his neighboring Rotary Club that he had AIDS, one member said, "You brought it on yourself. I hope you die." Then Dude and the Los Altos AIDS Task Force welcomed him in. He's now living a full life with AIDS.
I want to thank you all for this amazing gift to our community and to all those people that are affected by this disease. Thank you.
After the lunch, well-wishers crowding around Dude and Barbara included Mel Kahn, Dude's former student who became a fellow Rotarian and then was Duded, as they call it, enlisted to speak about AIDS awareness.
Knowing you and your family, you're the one, I've so been Duded. It's because of that energy, and I go up in front of groups that I don't like talking in front of, but I do, because I know that something really spiritual happened. It's more than all of us combined. So we just keep doing it, and I want to thank you for that.
You are so neat. Thank you,
Appreciate
Ellen.
It, dude.
Thank you very much.
Well, he's my hero. Knew him as a freshman at Los Altos High School. In those days, he coached everything.
Are you at all surprised that he then became the fuel behind this AIDS project?
No, because he always, when he decides to do something, he does it. In fact, it's pretty cool to it's pretty cool to be friends with your hero. I'm done.
Bye, sweetheart. I'll come up and see you guys.
Okay. As the crowds thinned, we sat down to reflect with Dude and Barbara Angus.
For a long time, I couldn't see the sense of this because of the loss. It was a cleansing experience, knowing that what had been done was affecting so many people positively.
making maybe your son's loss at least mean something, at least.
That's right. Hoping.
So, 25 years. How are you feeling about that? 25 years.
I have a lot of memories. Most of them good, not so good, some of them when death is involved over this insidious disease, but we made such great inroads, corporate America, internationally. Oh, God, I feel good about that. And the thing is, we always have new blood coming in. The old hands are still around. God, we overcame almost anything got in our way.
Think how far in 25 years acceptance and compassion has come. Do you think about that, and do you think about your role in that?
We take ownership in the movement, at least partially. We felt we were one of many. In fact, we're the oldest Rotary Club AIDS project in the world.
Amazing. The whole world, actually, has changed because of what he did.
Dude and Barbara Angus. For more on the Los Altos Rotary AIDS Project, how to order the film, or help in the fight against mother-to-child transmission, go to hereandnow.org.